Hey guys, welcome back to the No Holds Barred Network with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host as always, the EVP of Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, Tiffany. And today's special episode, we're going on to the road to 100 of Under the Ropes. And today's episode is 98. I had to bring my friend over, Cody Jenny from NFW. What is going on?
Hello!
What's going on?
Oh, getting ready for No More Tears this Saturday night. And congratulations, by the way, on getting near 100 episodes of Under the Ropes.
Isn't it crazy? It's crazy. Like, oof. I don't even know what to say. Like, we're here. We're doing this. But, yeah, indie wrestling is where it's at, baby. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. So, guys, if you're new here to the Under the Ropes series, here I interview everything independent wrestling where it comes to promoters, wrestlers, referees, behind the scenes, anything independent wrestling, I got you covered. If you guys have any questions, please drop them in the chat. I'm sure our friend Cody will be more than welcome to answer any of your questions, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great so... Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Whoa now.
Hey, it's a kindergarten cop reference, man. Like, you can't get mad. You can't get mad around here. So.
You have a point.
I do have a point. I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for a while. So it's going to be that kind of episode because me and Cody go back. And this is how we are when we're together at shows. So get prepared to laugh. We're a good time. So
it's almost been a year since we've been going to shows together.
It's crazy. So you know what? That's how I was gonna open up this podcast, is because it's funny. So we've met at a promotion where we were actually sitting next to each other, and me and my friends were wiling out, and you guys were wiling out. And look, independent wrestling brings fans together. So isn't that crazy?
Say almost 1 year to the day.
You know what? That's crazy. It really is. Like, I didn't even really think about it. Until you, like,
who would have thought this is where we would be in a year?
God.
Coming, that 1 year ago was my first time stepping foot into the New Jersey scene.
Yeah.
And here we are.
I know.
A year later, and I'm getting ready to run show two of my promotion in New Jersey.
I know. It's so crazy. So, you know what? Let's start it off like this. Because, like I said, I met you a year ago. And what was crazy is that when we first started talking is that you told me you drove like 9 hours. Like, you drive, like, I thought I was crazy driving like 2 to 3 hours. And look, I know I'm not the only person that does this. I know a lot of fans travel all of, like, whether you get on a plane or whether you're driving, whatever it is, whatever promotion you're trying to support, this is what we do with independent wrestling. We travel. You travel sometimes like 9 to 11 hours to come down to promotions. And it's like, what is it? What is it about wrestling that gets you so excited that makes you do these huge travels?
Well, independent wrestling has always been a big part of my life since about 2012, when I was able to go to my first independent show all the way back when. It seems like forever now. But now, then the pandemic hit after I got into professional wrestling and doing commentary and stuff for 6 different promotions at the time that the pandemic truly got hit, and everything just came to a stop.
Right.
And I was looking around probably around July to see what, if anything, was happening in New Jersey, because I heard they were allowing some fans.
Right.
And that's when I reached out to a promotion, and we got in, and it was able to come down to the Jersey scene for the first time and just absolutely fell in love with it.
Is it a crazy that you and me both live in New York, and everybody always assumes that, like, New York's the spot to be, right? And here we are.
I mean,
the two nuts that are driving to Jersey.
So we do kind of come from two different cuts of the New York scene,
right?
Though,
definitely,
because you're more from the Long Island, Staten Island area. That's
I'm more
a different
city.
Scene, nearly entirely from the upstate New York scene.
Yeah, definitely. So
a lot of people don't realize is my hometown is actually Potsdam, New York, which is 9.5 hours north of the H2O Center.
Yeah.
So.
And you stay. Hey. That's the thing, too. Like, yes. you stay, you rent a hotel room, you stay for the day. Yeah, tailgate, like, in the parking lot, which is always fun. you've been doing this a long time.
Tradition.
It is tradition. We swap cookies. Like, this is what goes on. Like,
oh, those cookies.
Dude, like,
oh, no, Tiffy.
Just so you know, like, I walked into H2O yesterday. They're like, where's the cookies? And I'm like, it's too hot. It's too hot for freaking cookies.
It's too hot for cookies.
Listen, when
it's really hot to make them, though, so I feel that.
Listen, if I'm going to be in Jersey, like yesterday, I was in Jersey all day yesterday. It's 9 a.m. And I'm not sitting cookies in my car for like 12 hours to go to H2O when the chips are going to go and melt. So I love you guys very much. I appreciate you love my cookies, but they're not sitting in my car for 12 hours.
Fair point. Fair point.
But anyway, so it's a really good thing. Good cop, bad cops in the chat. He says, nine, shut the fuck up. Wow. So, and April's in the chat. She said, Cody was there from the beginning of the Muff Cabbage journey.
Oh boy. What a journey it has been.
Oh, yes. So it's a good time when, like I said, when you can get together, you make friends watching wrestling. So I always tell people, because I do it myself, I go to shows by myself and you make God friends. Bless, yeah. Like, look, if I don't go, if I can't get my group of my peeps to go with me, then, you know, you continuing going to promotions, which you and me do. We continue to support, you know, promotions, and we make continuous friends. You and me are the perfect example of it because we met. And now, like, we've sat at shows together, and we while out. So now I'm really excited is that I'm going to come to your promotion. I did not was able to come to your first show, but now here we are. Saturday is your second show, which I'm really excited for. But what brought you into starting your own promotion?
It had always been a dream of mine to kind of start my own promotion. Like, everybody talks about how they wanted to be the wrestler.
Right.
And how they wanted to be the champion. But I never had that ambition.
Mm-hmm.
I was always more interested in what's going on. What makes these shows happen? What makes these shows tick? And then watching documentaries like Paul Heyman's and Eric Bischoff's and somewhat on Vince McMahon. Just kind of learning how the business side of things work. And that's what I fell in love with more than anything. So when the opportunity arose last October to start talking about running my own thing, I definitely hopped on the advantage.
Right.
And now here we are, show two of the Northern Federation of Wrestling.
Yeah. It's nuts. And you and me have had this conversation in person, and we talked about how it's just kind of easier to run it in New Jersey up against New York because you have the wrestling commission that is a pain in the butt. Let's just leave it like that. It's a pain in the butt. His sigh.
The New York State Athletic Commission, everyone's favorite friend.
Yeah. So here you are running the promotion. So how did you come up with NFW? Like, what's the story behind it? Like, how did this come about?
I've always had the initials.
Mm-hmm.
Not to sound too much like Tony Khan, but I would always write out cards as a kid. And I always had those initials, NFW, but I never had anything for what they stood for.
Right.
But you harken back to my home area, you can kind of say, for independent wrestling has always been Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have the Northern Wrestling Federation.
Mm-hmm.
So without being an exact copy of that, because there are other NWFs out there, I decided to just kind of spin that my own direction and go NFW. Mm-hmm. And then here we are.
Here we are. It's crazy, the journey. So it's going to be very stressful, too. The fact of
in charge, it's always a stressful time, and we'll get into a little bit of why it is later.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
teaser.
But even being a promoter, and again, like me being able to do stuff backstage at a lot of promotions, which Cody is letting me do. So I'll have an Indie Talks episode for you guys as well at the end of the week. So I'll be doing some interviews and I'll have some footage up for you guys for this amazing show that's happening. But I've watched so many promoters and wrestlers running around like with their head cut off pretty much. Like, so I don't know, like, how do you deal with that? Like, it's a lot.
It's kind of a challenge, but I get a lot of that out, try to anyway, before the shows. One of the things that I kind of take pride in at Coming in Hot, which was our first show, mm-hmm. was that it was a very relaxed atmosphere pretty much all the way around. The talent knew what they were doing. Everybody kind of knew what was going on. The flow was there. The atmosphere was fantastic in the locker room, and it was a pretty smooth sailing day.
Right.
So I kind of take pride in that my first show kind of ran so smoothly.
Yeah.
And I try to get all the stresses and everything of being a promoter and stuff out of the way early.
Right.
And to answer one quick thing in the chat that I noticed, yes, Chris Gullo, the New York State Athletic Commission does suck.
It does. Sean's looking for my cookies. Bridges and Chad says Muff Cabbage. Joseph Lee says, look at that well-groomed beard. And Tyler says, coming in hot was fire. So I love it. And Tyler Edwards says, Cody fears garbage wrestling. I think we all fear Cody garbage wrestling, though.
I was going to say, I actually have a weird love for it. But having a full-blown like deathmatch show or anything, I get nervous of that being the promoter of it. But going as a fan, I love it.
Oh, yeah. Because you're going to worry about, oh God, what could go wrong? Who could get hurt? Who's getting injured? I'm going to come in with the bandages because all my favorite people make me nervous. And I'm gonna, the queen of the Indies men. My list of husbands is serious. So I'm trying to convince Cody here to make the battle royal of list of husbands for me.
It'll be 40 men deep.
I think it might be more than that.
Got to include the stepchildren. So, it's just going to be a wild time.
So the joke is, if anybody doesn't know, is because I love all my boys over at H2O so much. And everybody keeps joking around because they're so young. They really can't be my sons. And everybody, including Cody, jokes the fact that I am the stepmom of all these kids. So I can't
wait. And the kids themselves.
Yeah.
Are saying it kind of just becomes reality at that point. They have adopted you.
Good. I'm glad. I love them to death. Like, I tell them it's just, you know, they're good. And I'm so glad because, like, Cody booked a bunch of my kids. Well, Cody actually said, he goes, that he would know that I would beat his ass if he didn't book my kids. So
just a little, you know, I had the fear. But thankfully, everything worked out. And when we get into the card later, you'll understand.
Yeah, you'll understand of my boys that I love I love to death. So, no, but it's been a great thing. You touched base about commentary. So, like, I'd love to talk about that. Like, how did that happen? Like, your experience with it. I've personally done commentary once. And actually, I was talking about this with Rob from Bob Culture Podcast. Shout out to you. Cheap plug. Yeah, I was talking about him yesterday, and I was like, I did it once. It's not for me. And that's okay. Yeah. And it was something that I found out that it's something that I wouldn't want to do. I appreciate that I was able to do it. But I would love to, like, your experience with it.
Well, my whole story with commentary kind of began by complete accident. Mm-hmm. I was backstage at an Empire State Wrestling event. And at the time, I was just filming their backstage promos and stuff like that. And they were getting ready to go live on Twitch, and their test show that they were doing ended up, the commentators no-showed the event. Mm-hmm. So I told the producer, Jonathan Ash, that I would go out and test the mic for him, call a couple of matches just off the fly. Mm-hmm. Never broadcasted a match before in my life, and I'll just see what happens. And then I ended up calling the pounce heard round the world, which was where Anthony Gaines got pounced by Ace Romero 17 feet off into the concrete, all the way almost to the backstage area. And that ended up on ESPN, that ended up on Ridiculousness, that ended up on TSN. It was all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then from there, right at intermission of that show, the promoter Brett Simas stopped me as I was just going to the back, and he's like, I want you to go back out there and finish calling the show, and then we'll negotiate.
Wow.
So from there, I started there full time, and then December, that was June of 2018, and then I started working for Immortal Championship Wrestling when they debuted in December of 2018, and then it kind of branched out from there. Mm-hmm. Went to Excite Wrestling and then Revenge Pro Wrestling out in Pennsylvania. I called two matches for C4 Wrestling up in Ottawa, Canada. And then I came back down and called Survival Championship Wrestling. And then the world kind of came to a stop.
Yeah.
So I'll be back on the mic, though, July 31st for Empire State Wrestling's return.
Oh, how cool is that? Like,
and that'll be my first time on the mic in 17 months.
Wow. Time flies when you're not having fun.
Time flies and a lot has changed.
I can't. It's just too much. I don't even know. Like, but that's cool that you've been like all over the place. And that's like important, like with us, you know, supporting promotions all over, like you, Canada, like everywhere. Like I support places in Vegas, Chicago. There's so many promotions. It's crazy trying to support everything. And that's like, I think one of the biggest things that I think you could agree with me is you find a lot of people and it's hard because you want to support all these people and it's like impossible because then there's like a million promotions running on the same day.
Oh yeah. Everybody wants to run July 10th.
Oh yeah. So it is what it is. So Joseph Lee says, I can't wait. Beer on me, my dude.
That's awesome. Gonna say, Joe Lee has been one of my biggest supporters since I started at Empire State. So
awesome.
Can't wait to be back there.
Good Cop, Bad Cop said, seems appropriate from start of the interview about finding wrestling during the pandemic that Cody Jenny contains the letters need NG. And no, I can't find a question for this episode. Sad face. Damn, you slacking, Good Cop, Bad Cop. You get everybody. But yeah, you're right. And Good Cop, Bad Cop says this too. He goes, there's way too much going on July 10th. There is.
There is. But, you know, that's why, thankfully, our show is not going to be airing live. It'll be on tape delay. So you'll be able to experience, if you can't be there in person, we strongly recommend you come on out July 10th if you're in the Williamstown area. But if not, I realize a lot of my fans are kind of, it's spread out.
Right.
So that show will be airing on YouTube for free the following Saturday night.
There you go, guys. There you have it. So that's a nice thing, too, that if you can't watch it, like when it's released, it's there. So you could always go back at your leisure and you could go watch it. So I love that. Which we're looking forward to. So what has been some of your favorite matches so far? Well, I mean, you've ran one show. In your opinion, like, what has been, like, your... I know, this is kind of like a crock question, but...
A lot of people forget that we actually did an episode, mm-hmm. a pilot episode for NFW Breakout mm-hmm. before coming right. in hot. That is available on NFW's YouTube page, so go ahead and check that out. But there was a couple good matches on that one as well. Mm-hmm. But... So far, my favorite match of NFW has to be Alec Price versus Braden Lee.
Oh, by man. Far. Yeah.
That was a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal match.
Yeah. I love Alec Price. Like, he's another one I have to get on Under the Ropes that I've been a little obsessed with that I need to have him on the podcast. That I'm like, he is so good. And I'm really bummed out because me and Cody were talking about this when... Cody told me about him and Dylan McKay was that, yeah, I was really bummed because I kept joking with Cody saying, it's the battle of the hair. It's the battle of the emo hair. It is hot.
The battle will happen.
It better happen.
This rematch will happen.
It better happen.
Due to unfortunate circumstance, Alec can't make it, which is more than reasonable. We can't wait to work with Alec coming up.
Right.
But that match will happen.
Yeah.
That will definitely happen.
Okay. Because that has to happen from my heart. Okay.
Like... man, you know, you feel for Dylan McKay.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to get into this a little bit later on, but man, oh man, that poor boy cannot catch a break when it comes to getting matches.
I love seeing his tweets on Twitter.
And as much as he's been comparing me to Sean Henderson... I see you, villain. I see you. This is not Sean Henderson Presents, as much as I love Sean. But
I'm dead.
We worked very hard to try to get you an opponent. We booked you Casey Navarro, who unfortunately got called for television, and it doesn't help my case at all. But it's okay. It's okay. Gabriel Sky is ready to take you on, and he's definitely going to be there for you, Dylan, on the 10th.
That's good. And I'll be there with my camera waiting for his shooting star press, just so everybody knows. Because every time I'm like there, it's like I wait for it because I have to capture his shooting star press because he is little mini Alex Zane slash Mark Quinn to me. So you're like thinking about it because of the shooting star press. That's really what it is. It's the high flying. And like Dylan was.
That's what I never thought to make.
See, like, so this is the thing about Dylan. And Dylan was my first love of H2O. And I was like, he caught me with his shooting star press. So every time I see him live. So Dylan, if you didn't know this about me, like, this is, I mean, he knew that he was obviously was the first one of H2O of the kids that I adored. And he was the first one on the Under the Rope series. So, but that's really what it is. So just so you know, Cody, that's, I will be with the camera waiting for that shooting star press. So now watch him not do it because I've said it.
And well, that would be the biggest heel turn of the night.
Like, screw you, Tiff.
That's why nobody bridges anymore.
You know, I feel attacked right now. Okay, Cody? Like, really? I'm so attacked right now. Why you gotta come at me with freaking bridges, okay? Like, I already posted it out there today that Matt Vertigo has to call KTB a bozo and then pull a bridge for me, okay? Like,
I don't know if that would be that smart, though.
Oh, it would totally be smart because I've already seen it, so it needs to be recreated again.
Oh, dear. You're trying to kill the man.
I need violence, Cody. I need violence.
I know.
You know how I am. I'm a little sad I'm not getting any damn light tubes, just so you know. But that's okay. We don't need to get light tubes everywhere I go. So maybe he'll surprise me and give me a light tube wrapped in a bow or something like that. But anyway. All right. Here, Tiffany. Happy early birthday. Okay. Like, I didn't get number one husband for you, but here's a light tube. So, all right, let's move on. We actually have a fan tweet from Brian. Our shout out to Brian. He goes, when will you be crowning a champion? This is actually a really good question.
Well, we have four qualifiers. So, which are KTB, Alec Price, Sean Carr, and The Whisper. And on October 16th at NFW Skid Row, at our return to the Monster Factory, we will be crowning our first NFW champion.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. So make sure you get your tickets to that.
Tickets on sale July 12th.
Yeah. Matt's in the chat. He goes, hey, guys, I'm new on here. Wish I could be there. So, but maybe another
Matt
time.
Angelo, one of my good friends from Canada.
I love it. I feel bad for the people in Canada.
Border open soon.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Get over here.
I feel bad for you guys. My co-host on All Elite Podcast too. He's in Canada, and like I've been dying to see him, but hopefully soon because we're trying to get to AEW together. So hopefully you guys can come down soon. So October show, you shoot for the October show. So, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. If you could have any independent wrestler come work for you, you know, for your promotion, who would it be and why?
Ooh.
I like to stump around here, okay? We ask the serious questions around here.
That's a good question, though.
Mm.
If I could have anybody.
Forget, like, the money, because I know sometimes that plays a role with a lot of promotions is the money and budgets. Okay. So it doesn't matter.
I'm not even thinking about the money, just the general question.
Okay.
Who would I want? Oh, there's a couple that I've definitely had my eye on that I would really like. Weirdly enough, one of my most favorite independent wrestlers since I've seen him on Wrestle Circus has to be Jervis Cottonbelly. I don't know why. He's just so fun and so happy. Gentleman Jarvis is definitely one of my top favorites.
Ooh. I love
it. But again, you look to that West Coast scene a lot, and yeah. Eli Everfly is another one.
Yeah, very good.
It's just spectacular. But yeah. If I had to pick a dream person that's now back on the scene, it would be Davey Richards.
Mm. I've been seeing a lot of people calling him out lately, too, on Twitter. Like, a lot. And a lot of independent wrestlers have been making lists of dream matches that they want lately.
Davey's been that one who... He's went away for a little while, but now that he's back, it opens a lot of possibilities that everyone thought were closed. Mm-hmm. Like, just look at what this past weekend at VXS between him and Jordan Oliver tore the house down.
Yeah, it's nuts. There's a lot.
Just see the matches that he's had, like his match with Casey Navarro at Pennsylvania Premiere was spectacular.
Yeah.
And to see that it looks like, even though he's been gone for nearly 5 years, he hasn't skipped a beat. He looks like he walked out of the ROH last week.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing.
I'm happy to see him back, but he would definitely be the dream person I would want to see in NFW.
You know who there's somebody that I would like to see? Actually, I haven't thrown this name at you. And it's funny because me and Cody talk a lot. Me and Cody talk about a lot of wrestlers, and you know, even Cody says I have an eye for certain wrestlers too. But there's someone that I wish, like, and it's funny, they just got announced to at another show and they don't really come out of like retirement, but I want to see more Arcadia.
Yes.
I want to see more Arcadia. He's so good.
I got the chance to see him once against Joe Gacy.
Yeah.
And again, he's another one who he'll go away for a couple of months or 6, 7, 8 months and then come right back in the ring and look like nothing. He never missed it any time.
Yeah. He don't miss a beat. He does not.
He would be one I would love to have in NFW if we can make it happen.
Yeah. So is there like a match style that you wouldn't book or any worker that you would do anything to book?
That I would just, like, bend the rules to book?
Yeah, or... like, obviously you have a clear vision for your promotion. So, one would be, like, what style wouldn't you book, you know?
It's kind of tough. Because I like pretty much most styles of wrestling. And no, I don't fear garbage wrestling, Tyler. Before that even comes back up. There's a reason I like working in New Jersey. There's no such thing as a commission telling me I can't.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
No?
Like, I don't think there would be something that I would totally turn my nose up to and be like, no.
Okay.
It would have to be a stretch. Like, maybe an exploding barbed wire death match isn't happening anytime soon at NFW.
Damn.
Because I don't have the money for that.
Damn, we were trying to book Casey, okay? Like, what the heck? Like, I want another exploding freaking death match. He's, like, thinking about it. Like, her and Jimmy Lloyd, like, forget it.
Look,
yeah.
Casey Catal, for those who didn't catch that. She has a tendency to be a little bit crazy when it comes to in the ring. And I love Casey. I hope we can get her on a show soon. But exploding barbed wire death match, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's okay. and is there anything like that that you would do to like get somebody over? Like that you really, really wanted? Like stretch for?
That's where I would break the bank.
Break the bank.
I would take out loans for certain people. I would mortgage my house. You would find ways to make things happen.
I can't. Okay, so let's go with this question. What advice would you give a wrestler that's putting himself out there and what you're looking for your promotion?
Have a complete resume. Don't just blank message people telling me, hey, I'm X person. You should book me. Why should I book you?
Yeah.
Who are you? What is your gimmick? What do you do? Do you have matches? Can you send a link? I've gotten a couple of people that have just sent me, Hi, I'm so-and-so. I've worked in the business for X amount of years. You should book me. No. You gave me nothing else.
Yeah.
Like, I will usually take a day or two out of a month, which, by the way, if anybody who is watching me right now has messaged me in the last 2 weeks, I am getting to you. I will be setting aside an entire day to watch everybody who sent me stuff. So that is coming. I will get back to you. It's just been a crazy week.
Yeah.
But I do set aside days like that to where I'll be like, okay, let's watch some new talent. Let's see what's on IWTV. This person messaged me. Let's see their stuff. But don't send blank things. And don't try to get booked in the comment section. I will not book you if you try to get booked in the comment section. Stop posting the eyes in the comment section.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. I'm trying to get booked, Cody, okay? Like,
damn it, Tiff.
I'm sorry. I'll bring cookies. Is that my resume? My cookies?
Yes. Or even too, if I'm at a show and you see me and you're interested in coming into NFW but don't know how to really talk, just walk up to me. I'm a very approachable person. Just walk up to me, and if I have time, I'll definitely get a conversation. No, you cannot get booked in the comment section, Jolie.
Matt asks, what Canadians would you want to bring in? What would be your dream match to book between a Canadian versus American? Ooh, I like these. Okay.
Oh.
He went there. Came back. All right, let's go. Let's hear it.
See, again, this is where I look to a lot of the youth on the Canadian scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, there are people that I just adore on the Canadian scene that I have found out recently cannot recross.
Mm-hmm.
Due to various reasons, a lot of which not the fault of their own.
Right.
Like, I would love, an absolute dream match of mine would be Lufisto versus Casey Cattell.
Ooh.
But, unfortunately, Lufisto cannot cross the border at this time.
Right.
Or not just because of the pandemic, but there's other things.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, no fault of our own, but United States customs sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
But there's other people like Matt Angel, who's been tearing it up over in the Quebec scene. And there's like Matt Angel versus Dylan McKay would be another one that would be fun. Another somewhat emo person that you would get a kick out. Doesn't speak a lick of English, but I think you'd get a kick out of him. But there's also people that work both. Like, I would love to have Evil Uno come in. And Stu Grayson. I would love to have some of Evil Uno's students up at the Keep, like Marcus, or like, why am I blanking on his name? McCray Martin and Junior Benito and Thomas LeDuc. There's
right.
So many guys up there. Mark Wheeler would be another one that I'd love to bring back down.
Right.
Ethan Page, perhaps. Josh Alexander.
Man.
There's so many guys up in the Canadian scene.
Yeah, there really is.
I don't get to come down that often. So hopefully we can make some of that happen once the pandemic ends and that border reopens.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I have a very good relationship with the people up at C4 Wrestling. And by the way, if you haven't watched C4 Wrestling, go watch C4 Wrestling on IWTV.
Definitely worth to go watch. So good. That's the nice thing about IWTV with everything, that there's so many promotions. And sometimes, like, if you, and this is kind of really how I started, was that I decided to follow Anthony Gangone. And with me following Anthony Gangone, that's how I found promotions that I didn't even know that existed. So that's the nice thing about even IWTV, because even if you're looking up for a match for, let's say, for Anthony Gangone or a Marcus Matters or something, you'll find, like, even, like, if other promotions that they've worked at and other people that maybe you never even seen before. I found so many wrestlers that way, just looking and researching. It's nuts. So,
well, it's one of the things I like, too, about kind of having my experience with the New York scene, the upstate New York scene, as well as the New Jersey scene,
right,
is a lot of the people in New Jersey haven't seen a lot of these guys from upstate New York because they don't get to come down that often.
Right.
or vice versa. A lot of them, those, a lot of the New York fans don't get to see the New Jersey guys because they don't get to come down that often.
Right.
So it's able to kind of open the doors for a lot of people and a lot of promotions. And that's one thing I want to try to do, is open the doors for these guys. So like maybe more New York fans will check out people like Matt Vertigo and TJ Crawford, or more New Jersey fans will check out guys like Anthony Gaines, Gavin Glass, and a few others.
Right. No, it's good. And then sometimes it's worth to even do the travel. I mean, why not? And that's nice also with podcasting, is you guys see a lot. Mostly I focus a lot. Right now I've been focusing a lot on the H2O scene, you know, but every once in a while you see, I'll get somebody from Chicago or Vegas or wherever that they're from, because I watch even like GCW, and you have even the new and upcoming talent coming from all over the place. And that's one of the beautiful things about wrestling. So, but let's get into this card for Saturday. Okay, like, I don't know where you want to start. You know what? Let's start with some tag team action. Why not? Yes. So, Young Dumb, and Broke. I can't. So, just so everybody knows, Charlie Tiger is now added on my husband list. I told Cody this the other day. Wait, let me show.
It's a choice, but I.
He's the third young buck, okay? He's the third young buck.
Wow. And then you put up the graphic that I can see, and yeah.
You see it, right? I love him very much. So like,
he's gonna hurt me.
No, he's not. I am going to.
We just called him Nick Jackson. Yes, he is.
He'll learn to love me. I'll bring cookies. He'll be all right. So let's talk about the Block Brothers University. Like,
yes.
Let's talk about it. Like, I love tag team matches. AEW made me a big lover of tag team matches lately. I gotta be honest with you. So, talk to me about this match.
Well, Vlog Bros University is kind of looking to come back after a tough loss they suffered to the Golden Era back at Coming in Hot on the pre-show. And they were in the parking lot kind of trying to regroup a little bit after that, figure out what happened. They kind of got cheated out of the win. And then Griffin McCoy walked by, who was an invited guest, and they kind of picked a little bit of an argument in the parking lot, and Jack Tomlinson laid out the challenge. Ooh. And said, let's go, we're all wrestlers here, you pick one of your boys and let's have a match. Ooh. So who am I to stop two teams who want to fight from fighting? So that's why it's going to be Early Tiger and Griffin McCoy taking on Vlog Bro University, Dante Drago and Jack Tomlinson.
Ooh, love it. let's talk Whisperer versus Marcus Matters. Like, did you like go into like my dream book for this match? Like, did you like crawl?
I think I did.
Yeah, I think Cody Kaiga went into this because here, you know, who doesn't love the Whisperer? We've been huge fans. I first saw the Whisperer at Dropkick Depression, believe it or not. Yeah. Surprise. I don't think Cody knew that. He did not know that. Yeah, I actually saw him in Dropkick Depression against Anthony Gangone, Eric Corvus, Solo Darling, Matt McIntosh. What was the last one? I'm sorry, like, I forgot.
No, if you want to look for those of you who are looking for something to watch on IWTV, definitely check out the Dropkick Depression shows.
Yeah, they're good.
Tech does a fantastic job putting those together for a phenomenal cause. So definitely check those shows out and definitely donate to that cause.
Yeah, it's a great cause. But I'm really looking forward to this match. It's definitely one of my, you're going to hear me very loud on the camera. So Cody gets some earplugs. Well, Cody sat next to me. He knows how I am. Especially when it comes to my boys, like, forget it. So Cody's used to me. So I apologize in advance if you hear me over the sound.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
So let's talk about the Immortal Championship Wrestling Northeast Championship. Rick Reckon versus Nick Sullivan versus Mike Skyros and Keenan Moore.
Yes, one of our one of the standouts from coming in hot, Keenan Moore, who won what's being dubbed now the Flower City Special, because those two are all four of the participants in that match, Keenan Moore, Saren Rain, happy he lost, Gavin Glass, and TJ Epyx all come from the, or all of them rather, come from the Flower City Wrestling Academy up in Rochester, and they put on a phenomenal match. Mm-hmm. And then Keenan Moore came up on top of that and kind of earned his shot. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. But kind of earned his shot into that match. And then you look at Mike Skyros and Nick Sullivan. Yes, they're both coming off losses, but they have a chance to redeem themselves here.
Yeah.
And then Rick Recon, the Immortal Northeast Champion. He's held onto that title now for 16 months. And looking to keep that reign going. And going back into Immortals' return show up in Albany, New York on July 31st. So, a lot of different factors into this one, but it's going to be an exciting match for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be good. Let's move on to Vinny Pacifico versus Five. Like, how crazy of the Dark Order? Like, what?
Yes.
How? What? Crazy. Can I, like, go up to him and do the little hand motion and take a photo with it? Like, I want to join the Dark Order. Like, is that okay?
Well, I'm sure he'll be out there recruiting for the Dark Order, no doubt about it. Yes.
Well, if you listen to AEP, you guys know Kyle kept saying that I was the chosen one, pretty much. So,
here's your chance.
So I'm going to get recruited, and we're going to put that on All In Podcast. So, but this should be a fun match. Like, Vinny Pacifico is really good in the ring. Like, I've seen him numerous times live. He's really, really good. And, I mean, how can you, you know, here's a guy who's booked in AEW. Like, what? Yes. Crazy.
Yeah, special thank you going out to All Elite Wrestling for allowing this to happen. Mm-hmm. And, but yes, Alan Five Angel coming in to NFW. And we are so excited to have him and the Dark Order a part of No More Tears. It kind of fits the theme with the purple and black.
Yeah, but yeah, it does.
Looking at that match graphic, he kind of blends in. But
he's really going in. Like, I feel sorry.
He's committed to the bit.
He really is. He totally
But no, that match between him and Vinny Pacifico, Vinny's looking for an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And here is a big chance with a lot of eyes on him.
Yeah.
To make that moment happen, especially with it going up against one of All Elite Wrestling's best kept secrets.
Yeah.
So that should be a phenomenal one-on-one matchup.
Yeah, I'm excited. So let's talk about our boy, TJ Crawford, and Anthony Gaines. Anthony Gaines is one of your boys from upstate.
Yes,
and
he is.
I love TJ Crawford. Like, he is one of my boys. He wears my Queen of the Indies shirt. I love it. Shout out to him. But I'm going to leave it for Cody.
Unfortunately, this is where we have a little bit of bad news to break.
Yeah.
I found out earlier today by both TJ and his doctor that his shoulder injury is not getting any better. This past weekend, he kind of exacerbated it a little bit. So, unfortunately, though he will be in attendance, TJ Crawford will not be competing at No More Tears. But he will be there to address the situation, and that'll be the very first thing you see. Mm-hmm. But as it relates to Anthony Gaines, he is still going to be there. He is still going to be in action. Anthony Gaines will now be competing with Gabriel Sky and Dylan McKay in a three-way dance.
Oof. Oof. Let's go. I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
It's unfortunate. I mean, everybody was looking forward to the rubber match. I was too, and we're definitely here at NFW committed to make sure that match happens once TJ can go. But, like I said, TJ Crawford will be there in person. That's what's going to open our show. He'll be discussing the injury with everybody, and we'll hear from TJ Crawford himself at No More Tears. But Anthony doesn't get the night off, so it's going to be a very interesting three-way dance for sure.
Yeah. Oof. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm biased. I'm going with my boy, I need that shooting star press. I'm sorry, Cody. Like, that's it. I'm biased. I can't help it. It is what it is. But yeah, so Sean's in the chat. He goes, wow, that one will cause me to lose my voice. Super solid replacement.
Absolutely. Say our play-by-play commentator is going to lose his mind during that three-way.
Yes. All right. Good. I expect to hear you. You'll hear me, and especially you'll hear me with a shooting star press, unless Dylan McKay goes heel on me. But okay, let's talk about another one of my boys, Austin Luke versus TJ Epic. So I'm not familiar with TJ. Clearly, I know Austin. Austin's one of my boys. He's been on Under the Ropes. So let's talk about this.
This is another one of those interesting matchups between the youth of New York and the youth of New Jersey, as these two have very similar styles. If for those of you who saw Coming in Hot, TJ Epic's lit it up in that four-way. And so he is going to go one-on-one here with Austin Luke. I mean, this is also going to, just so everybody knows, this will not be a part of No More Tears. This is a very special taping of NFW Breakout that's going to be taking place ahead of time. So the only way that you're going to see this match live as it happens is in person. Other than that, you're going to have to wait until August. Mm. So you're going to want to be there to catch this one. But definitely two very mix kind of between... You got that high-flying style, and you also got that ground-and-pound style that both men have. So it'll be very interesting to see these two for a very special edition of NFW Breakout.
Oh, I'm so excited. I just went to H2O Undiscovered yesterday. Austin Luke is incredible. Like, his mat work, he's incredible. So I'm really excited for this match because I don't doubt Cody's picks of people in matches. So,
Let me put it to you this way. For a way that you would kind of like to hear.
He's tiff down in it for me.
Yes. But in a good way. Over at our friends at Excite Wrestling, one of the highlight matches that I've seen over there is definitely TJ Epics versus Anthony Gangone.
Oh, well, enough said.
So, if he can hang with Gangone, he's going to have a good time.
All right, well, I'm excited. That's all he had to say. Because, like, I know... Gangone, and like you can't see a bad match with Gangone. So if he says that, like, I'm ready, and I know the potential of Austin Luke, so I'm with it. So I will be screaming during this. And guys, just so you know, if you are gonna be there, bring streamers.
Yes.
Like, I gotta order some more. I have some extras in the car.
Always keep some on hand.
We need to start selling in bulk, like the way. Like, yeah, we need to come up with, you know, Cody, you should sell them at, like, the show. You should buy in bulk, and then you should sell them at the door. So, like, crazy people like me that we run out. Or, you know, you get people that work the shows, and they run back over with the streamers to me. Cody's seen that, too, that people, they know me. They bring me back the streamers so I can recycle. So,
have an idea there, Tiff.
So that's what we're definitely going to do. Short says, when you get a chance, hit up Flower City Wrestling Academy's Facebook. Tons of stuff there for folks on this card. Awesome. Thank you. That's great for other people, too, if, like, you're not familiar with them as well. So let's talk about the ladies. Single ladies.
I am so excited for this one.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Andy Copeland, Nevaeh Chantel.
Oof. Yeah, you are. Woo! Just so you guys know, Kennedy Copeland is coming on Under the Ropes. I think she's episode 102. So she is coming on the podcast in a couple of weeks. Just so you know, I'm really excited about this. I love Kennedy Copeland, and I love Nevaeh. Like, I just saw her this weekend, too. So this is going to be... amazing. Oh, they're saying NFW brand streamers. So that means you have to buy it. Purple and black.
Oh, boy. We'll see.
I do? Do you see what I do? What I create?
Hey, sometimes it's good problems, though.
No, it's good things. That's what I'm saying. I'm a good problem to have at a promotion, right?
And absolutely.
I've heard people say this about me, that they had asked, who is Tiffany? And I've heard the promoters are like, that's someone you want to come to your promotion. Mm-hmm. I've heard that. So, and again, like Cody will vouch, Cody sees, I'll get into faces of people that come talk shit in my face.
Without hesitation.
Cody starts tip chance. But yeah, but anyway, so I'm really excited. Let's talk about this women's match. Like, why did you put these two together? Like, what made what?
Well, Kennedy Copeland, you just cannot deny how strong she has been coming on the scene as of late. Kennedy has been tearing it up, whether it be in Hardcore Kingdom, getting all the way to the finals, or just putting on clinic after clinic, even calling out and doing an open challenge at H2O and getting it answered by Nolan Edward.
Yeah.
But she has definitely been making that mark. And then Nevaeh Chantel, she's been waiting for that opportunity.
Yeah.
She's been waiting for her moment like this. I've seen her at the Monster Factory. I've seen her around making a name for herself. And now here's her opportunity to really make history. And possibly for one of these two are going to win one of the first matches or one of the first women's matches in NFW history. That goes down in the record book forever.
Yeah. Yeah. How exciting. Oof. I love it. I love it.
And like these two women have told each other, they respect each other, but neither one of them is going to hold back.
Yeah.
Nobody's pulling any punches in this one. And this is honestly could be one of the show stealing matches of the night.
Ooh.
And I am so personally excited for this match to happen.
Okay. I love it. Sean says, what about Muff Cabbage branded streamers? I need to brand the shit out of this. I need to make this a thing. So when
Charles
you have
Mason's going to kill everyone.
I'm with it. I will get up in his face, Cody. I ain't scared. Okay? I know you're not. I'm not scared.
There's a wonderful gif going around from JCW After Hours.
Oh yeah.
Where you gave him a disappointed mom look when he was going after Billy Starks.
I did. The face.
You were ready to defend your stepchild. And it was amazing.
I love Billy Starks. Oh, she's so great.
Speaking of Billy Starks, can't wait to see her random plug.
Yes.
At NFW Skid Row on October 16th.
I love it. I'm so excited that this happened. And it's just so great because I was there with Cody when he talked to Billy. So, like, I was really excited because I was like, Billy's so good.
We're so excited to have her.
She's 16. If you guys do not know who Billy Starks is, again, you can go back on the Under the Rope series. Go check her out with my interview with her. She's been making waves. She's part of the BSB. I've had Mouse on, her stepdad. She's just great. She just had the great thing going on this weekend for 4th of July with GCW. Like, her and Marcus Matters are going to go at it in August at Stan's intergender show. Yep. So really, like, I'm really, really excited about that. I was gonna get into that after we finished our card, but I'm really looking forward to
but just to touch on something that you brought up, the youth and the independent scene right now is just spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
You look at these kids that are under the age of 22 and Billy Stark's case under the age of 18.
It's nuts.
Between Marcus Mathers, Dylan McKay, Austin Luke,
it's nuts.
Rocket, it's just, you look at TJ Epics, Keenan Moore, just phenomenal. Just the amount of talent in the youth right now.
So can you imagine what they're going to be like in 5 years? Like, that's always like one of the things that I say. Like, I already see something.
They're going to be in their early 20s.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. And like, me and Cody talk about this all the time, that it's like, we watch these guys now and we think they're incredible. So just imagine, like, even if they work in like an Impact or MLW and get that other training, like, look at Jordan Oliver, right? Like, I think you and me can agree with that, right? Like, it was funny because when Jordan Oliver like was first around, like, I couldn't see it, but like, Jordan Oliver is one of the people out there that's busted his ass, got great training, worked with other people, and he's just grew and became a better wrestler. And it wasn't so much of the high flying. Now he can show you that he does a lot of mat work, and it's incredible. It's inspiring.
Well, looking at that whole group.
Yeah.
Taylor's really come into his own and done the same thing. He's busted his ass to get to where he's at now and really coming out with a career of his own.
Yeah.
Charlie and Griffin are on their own right now, starting that tag team up.
Yeah.
And doing phenomenal work there. They picked up the victory this past weekend at JCW, much to your chagrin, I'm sure. But
Ellis Taylor flew his knee pad at me by accident. Or his elbow pad. And he looked at me and laughed. That didn't come up on camera, but just so you guys know.
Was it an accident, though?
Yeah, it was an accident. Well, maybe he really wanted to hit me, but it was really funny how he was just, like, walking around and it went flying off and it went right by me.
I mean, it was a win by Nefarious Matters, but a win's a win's a win. Yeah. So
I am the catch.
Deny it, they've all kind of come onto their own, even since the pandemic.
I am the capturer of all wrestlers. If they fall my way, I got you. Like, right? Cody knows this. Who doesn't fly into me? Marcus Matters was one that, like, flew into me. I was like, I got you. No problem. So,
protect the child.
Protect the stepchild. All right. So you told me this. This is going to be your main event now.
Yes.
So I'm so freaking pumped because this is one of the matches that I was so freaking pumped about. But can we talk about this three-way dance with KTB, Smiley, and Matt Vertigo? Like, okay, Vertigo said with my tweet earlier that he's going to call KTB a bozo and he's going to give me a bridge because I'm obsessed with bridges. Okay, so the thing is, Vertigo, it's got to be on the toes because it's not a correct freaking bridge unless you're not, if you don't do it on your toes, right? Like, Cody knows this about me. It needs to be on the toes. I need you to bridge. And Vertigo and me talked about this on the podcast before. It's a gorgeous bridge. But so Vertigo said earlier that he would charge somebody usually $100 for that request, but because it's me, he's gonna do it anyway. Just so you know. But yeah, like, I am so excited because I love all three of these guys.
I'm gonna say, who do you really pick in this one?
You don't.
I don't even know who to pick in this one, and I booked it.
I am going to pull a Rob and be like, the fans win here.
They really do, though. Like, these three have no strangers to each other.
No.
Some of New Jersey and the New York City scene's best.
Yeah.
Getting to go at it here, and it's going to be a phenomenal three-way between KTB, Smiley, and Matt Vertigo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all three men have a lot of momentum right now, so
yeah,
see who ends up coming up on top in that one.
Oh, it's great. I'm excited. Let's go. Like, your card, I'm really excited to be there, be a part of this. You know, of course, you always got to roll with punches. Accidents happen, injuries, all that. You know, you think you got to roll with it.
What can you do?
Exactly. This is how it always is. You know, I hope TJ gets better. I'm glad I'm going to see him because I haven't seen TJ in like so long. So I'm so looking forward to seeing TJ. You know, so you get better soon. We love you.
We'll hear from him in July.
Yeah.
We'll
so at least
more tears
at least he'll be there cutting a promo. So tell everybody, like, so tickets are available at the door. There's still tickets on sale. Like, tell everybody.
Tickets are available. There's a link on all of our social medias. If you head it right into the bio pages of any of our social medias or the event page on Facebook, there is a ticket link right there. You can buy your tickets now, or you can direct message us, reserve them at the door, just like any other H2O show. Or you can just buy them right at the door themselves. There'll be plenty of tickets available. Both front row and general admission will be available at the door. And we can't wait to have everybody there on July 10th. And then we start our road to Skid Row on Saturday, October 16th.
Ooh. And those tickets go on sale Monday, you said, right?
Yep. And already confirmed for that one, we've got the cutie himself, Mr. Everett Connors, making his NFW debut. We've got Space Jesus, Billy Starks, making her NFW debut. And as a very special exclusive right here on Under the Ropes, we can now confirm to you none other than Gary J.
Ooh.
Will be making his NFW debut.
Ooh.
As well.
I love that. So exciting. Lots of wrestling.
A lot more coming.
So you guys make sure you're following all those socials to keep tabs of what's going on. Please come to the show if you can. It'll be a good time. Bring streamers, all that fun stuff. So I'm going to end with one final question for you. And if you guys have any other questions in chat, please feel free to drop them. But I always like to, you know, ask this question to everybody. Like, what's a piece of advice that you would give to someone that's trying to get into the business?
If you're trying to get into the business, especially, I'm going to spin this a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get into the business and not be a wrestler, that still try to go to those wrestling schools. Because I know, like, Monster Factory, they teach all different varieties of the business, whether it be in production. And a lot of these companies will even help you out with production, like, if you want to come in on the production side as well. Mm-hmm. But you get schools that will teach you the production side, the referee side, or even the commentary side.
Right.
So check out these wrestling schools that are around. There's plenty of good schools around. Pay attention to where you're going, though. Make sure you're giving your money to the right people. And other than that, just try to make some connections.
Yeah.
These connections are really key in this business.
That it is. Great, great advice for everybody out there. So, but guys, make sure you're subscribed to the No Holds Barred Network. And make sure you follow Cody on all the socials. Go tell everybody again, like, where they can find you again.
You can find me personally. I don't have anything impersonal, really. So just be sure to follow me at NFW2021 across all of our social media. So that's Facebook, that's YouTube, that's Twitter, that's Instagram. It's the same all the way around. So be sure to follow us there for all the latest information on NFW.
Yes. Do that, and if you see him, he'll probably be in the parking lot if it's not an FW show, tailgating.
I get around to a lot of the shows. I know I will be at Homecoming Weekend.
Yes.
For Game Changer Wrestling and H2O.
Yes, you will. But
also, be sure to check out these H2O shows coming up this month. There's two great shows coming up. July 17th, setting up for that big show.
Yeah.
For Hustlepalooza. On July 25th at noon.
Yeah.
At Atlantic City.
And coming up about that show that's happening, I'm going to drop it here too. So make sure you're following the No Holds Barred Network Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, because Matt Tremont and me are going to be sitting and talking about the H2O show in Atlantic City. And there's a lot going with that. So make sure, again, like, you're following all the socials, because I will drop that as we get a little closer. We're going to settle on a time real soon. So we'll be talking about everything with H2O as well. So, but guys, thank you again for hanging out with us. I'm really excited for NFW. Make sure, if you can't be there, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give them a follow. Support independent wrestling. I love it. Cody, thank you so much for coming. I can't wait to hang out with you this weekend. I will be causing a lot of havoc.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
See, that's the way it's supposed to be. And Joseph Lee said in chat, what? No TikTok?
No.
We should make a TikTok and do some TikTok videos.
Not even getting into that.
Saturday. Yes.
No.
Joe, I got you. Okay, we're going to make some TikTok video.
Look what you did, Joe.
We're going to have dance parties, okay? Just so you know. We're having a dance party. So. Okay, well, again, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Again, go support NFW. Cody, thank you for coming and hanging out and talking the beans. NFW, of course, anytime. Once again, guys, make sure you stay safe and support independent wrestling. And we will be back here soon. Have a good night. Bye.